come together today to discuss our experiences of recording these two books and feedback on how they've affected us and what our responses have been to them over the past couple of days that we've spent in the studio.
So I think that maybe a way of expressing it in a nutshell is if the listener wants to really feel the emotions in the poems, then they should listen to your version. If they want to reflect a little bit more on the words, then they should listen to my version. Obviously, you should listen to both.
Listen to both, definitely.
Can get both of those different experiences from listening to Gregor or myself reading the poems.
I'm now massively keen to hear them, knowing both of you anyway, and having heard the feedback only today on your recordings, I'm massively interested to hear them from both perspectives, especially having read them first, because that's going to give, it's going to give such a complete picture of each poem, and then I've also got my own interpretation as a reader and as a listener, and I'm keen to know whether I'm going to get three interpretations from each poem.
I hope so.
I'm really curious.
And I think that's the thing about the text, it is very relatable, and you know, nobody's going to find that every section of it relates to them, but it's very much about the human experience.
It's a very human set of stories and emotions and feelings, and as opposed to something which comes from a particular doctrine or belief system or belief structure, it's just a human experience and a human story, and that's why I find a lot of it very relatable. It doesn't come with an expectation of baggage. It doesn't come and ask you to be something or ask you to believe in something. It just offers you all of these stories and these tales, and if you listen to them, if you have to learn them, if you have to work out how to say them, but maybe even if you just listen to them, I don't think you can help but be drawn in and find them speaking to you on a very personal and emotional level. You're going to find it touching and resonating with you on a whole multitude of levels.
There are three different ways in for any reader or listener. There are three ways in that there's into the text and into the themes, in that there is the narrative, there's the poems, and then there's the stories. And it's not that one of them will speak to you and the other two won't. It's that taken in combination, they create a much bigger picture.
And I think really, whoever you are or however you feel about poetry and this sort of thought-finding work, I think there really is something in there for absolutely everyone. And if you give yourself enough chance to listen to it, I'm sure you'll find something that resonates with you on a personal level.
So if you're just coming across this this chitter-chatter without having read the work and you're interested to find out more about it, the best thing you could do is to go to www.thethoughtfinder.co.uk where you can get a hold of these works and have a listen to our voices and pick who was better, me or Gregor. Answers on a postcard.